With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump running for president again. Border encounters reach an all-time high. A Russian missile hits Poland, and college graduates rank the most useless degrees in America. Also ahead, I'll analyze Mr. Trump's speech last night, but first, there is confusion in Poland as a missile hit there yesterday, killing two Polish citizens. Now, it looks like it might have been an accident. We did not jump to report this because of the fog of war, but when we get a definition on it, we will tell you. Last night, Donald Trump launched his third campaign for the White House. The former president vowing to tackle violent crime, the open border, high gas prices. Mr. Trump has a $100 million war chest right now. Potential challengers for the Republican nomination include Governor DeSantis, Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, Ted Cruz. I will analyze Mr. Trump's speech in the next segment. The Department of Homeland Security confirming more than 230,000 migrants crossed into the USA in October, the most ever for a month. That figure up from 45,000 just 2 years ago when Trump was in office. An increase of 440%. The open border is damaging America at a shocking level. Texas Governor Abbott declaring a foreign invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border. The order gives Abbott special powers that he would have during wartime. Said the governor, quote, "I invoke the invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas Constitution so we can take unprecedented measures to defend our state," unquote. The declaration enables Governor Abbott to deploy the National Guard, build sections of a border wall, and designate drug cartels as terror organizations, which they are. Recent survey from ZipRecruiter ranks the most useless college majors in America. Here they are: education, liberal arts, sociology, and the number one most useless degree, journalism. Do I get a refund from Boston University? In a moment, Donald Trump's speech last night. Right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Donald Trump announcing for president, reminiscent of Teddy Roosevelt in 1912, who ran for a third term as a populist, the Bull Moose Party. Donald Trump is trying to do the same thing, launching a populist campaign under the banner of the Republican Party. Now, it will be a steep climb for Mr. Trump, but not impossible. That's because there are now states comprising 210 electoral votes that will absolutely not vote for him because of demographics, ideology, democratic machine politics, on and on. So there are 328 electoral votes that Donald Trump could possibly get. And he needs 270 to win, so it is a very tight window. In his speech last night, Mr. Trump avoided relitigating the 2020 election controversy, and that was a smart thing. Americans have had enough of that. The first part of his speech concentrated on Trump's achievements. Now, Trump had a lot of achievements, and anybody that denies that is being dishonest. He did some very good things with the economy, foreign affairs, and set up economic prosperity for pretty much every group in the USA. That's the truth. Then Mr. Trump segued into Biden bashing an easy deal. Mr. Biden has been a disaster as president. Some Americans will not acknowledge that, but all you have to do is look at inflation, the open border, violent crime, the fact that Mr. Biden can't even negotiate treaties overseas anymore. It's crazy. But then Donald Trump, as he always does, began to wander. His speech lasted more than an hour. It didn't need to be any longer than 20 minutes. The first 15 minutes of the speech was pretty crisp. And again, he didn't get into name-calling or election controversy or any of that. So he's in the arena. Obviously, we know Governor DeSantis of Florida was the big winner last week in the midterms, and he wants to be president. Will he primary Donald Trump? Nobody knows. It depends on what happens in the next year or so. Governor DeSantis would be smart to hold his powder, as they say, do his job as governor of Florida, and then this time next year make a decision. Meantime, Donald Trump's going to hold rallies and all of that, but it doesn't really matter to DeSantis. He's a new guy. Pretty much everybody knows what Donald Trump stands for. Anyway, I cannot predict further than that. It will be very interesting to see what happens in the Republican Party. That is for sure. One thing I can tell you is Joe Biden will not run again for president. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live, BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Legends, a great holiday gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The holidays are nearly here. For many Americans, that means lavish dinners, travel, gift giving. But it's also the busiest time of the year for animal lovers. The end of November marks the beginning of award season for dogs. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, hundreds of competitions are held in all 50 states to crown the king of the pooches. And if you are in the market for a new best friend this Christmas or Hanukkah, here are the most expensive full breeds to buy. St. Bernards, $1,200 for a puppy. Bernese Mountain Dogs, $1,500. Pembroke Welsh Corgis, $1,800. I have one. I paid a little bit more than that because I have, of course, a special dog. Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, $2,000 each for a puppy. French Bulldog, $2,500. And Russian Terrier is a whopping $3,500. But the most expensive canine, the Tibetan Mastiff. He or she will set you back $6,000. I don't know if you have to go to Tibet to pick it up, but of course, if you do, that would add a little more money. Now, folks looking to save some money, opt for adoption. Picking a puppy at a pound costs as little as $50. More than 7 million animals are abandoned at shelters every year, and 90% of them do not survive. That is tragic. So consider saving a puppy at your local pound. Since the pandemic began in 2020, doctors say adopting a pet is good for your health. Researchers find dogs ease anxiety, reduce loneliness, and most importantly, get you out of the house. And my corgi fits that description. Harvard studies show pet owners are 70% more likely to get their daily dose of outdoor activity than other adults. Overall, half of U.S. homes have at least one dog. 50 million families have a cat. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.